Happy Wednesday, everyone. I'm Pam Stack, your host, and this is Authors on the Air. We're proud to be part of the Authors on the Air Global Radio Network. Tonight in primetime, I have a very special group of women fiction writers. They have started a new series called Chandler County that are interconnected stories, and I'm going to introduce you to the creator of this and the panel in just a moment. We'll be right back. For being with me tonight and being with these wonderful authors. It is my pleasure to welcome your guest host for tonight while I kick back and listen for a change. Aren't you lucky? The first guest host for tonight is actually the Authors on the Air Global Radio Network's administrator, who is also a power reader. She writes reviews. She is a graphic artist. She is a virtual assistant to many authors and a powerhouse friend of mine. Without her, the network would not function. It's my pleasure to welcome Teresa Russ to the show. Teresa, hi, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, Pam. Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. Joining Teresa tonight is a woman who I had on the show not too long ago, but she's so interesting. Her life is fascinating. When I die, I want to come back as her. PJ Fiala writes the most beautiful, wonderful women's romance and women's fiction, sometimes centered around really cool motorcycle groups and all. She is a Harley rider herself. She's been married for 30 years to the love of her life and has four grown children. And she has grandchildren, too, which is hard for me to believe. When you see her picture, you won't believe it. She tells me that when she's not riding, she's on her motorcycle. She also writes to support charities for veterans because she comes from a family of veterans. It's my pleasure to welcome back to Authors on the Air as one of your guest hosts tonight, Ms. PJ Fiala. Hi, PJ. How are you? Welcome back.
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I am so good. I can't wait to kick back and listen to you. But first, I just want to have you, in a couple of sentences, describe Chandler County. And what is Chandler County, and what should we expect?
Chandler County is a fictional town that I created with Stephanie Tullis, who is going to be with us shortly. And it centers in Kentucky, halfway between Louisville and Lexington. And, of course, this first wave, since we're close to the Kentucky Derby, is about the Derby and the goings-on that happen around Derby time, horse ranches, bourbon drinking, visitors coming to visit, and all that. So we have many diverse characters, so much to do in Chandler County. We kind of like to say that there's something for everyone in Chandler County, and it's just been a joy.
Well, I can't wait to begin reading it. Your launch for the first book is?
It took place on April 11th. That was Stephanie's book. And mine released last Tuesday, the 18th, and we had one that released yesterday and one every week after that. So, and we'll let the authors explain when their releases are coming up.
Teresa, you've been tasked by these women to create an image, graphic images for the promotion of these books, and have done, as usual, a spectacular job. Did you find it difficult or easy working with so many different authors to give a visual representation of their books?
No, actually, Pam, it was really a pleasure working with all these ladies. They're so easy to work with. And the book covers, which are absolutely beautiful, they have, like, the same theme, but, you know, different pictures.
Uh-huh.
So it was easy to even find background pictures to be able to match the covers up with to create the graphics. So it was a really easy, fun project.
Wow, they're very well branded, that's for sure. And I know that PJ Fiala's books, her moving series, was very well branded too. So without further ado, let's get going. PJ, you mentioned that Stephanie's book started first. Do you want to get started and introduce Stephanie, please?
Absolutely. So it's my pleasure to introduce my partner in crime in creating this fictional world, Chandler County, and someone that's been a friend, online friend for, well, Stephanie, you can correct me, but I'm thinking it's going on 3 years now, and we belong to several groups together. In Stephanie's world, there's no life without writing, traveling, family, music, and her love of politics, believe it or not. Her loves and interests are central to her writing, and she has several books out. I'll ask her to say hello and then to tell us about her books. So, Stephanie, welcome to the show, and hello.
Thank you very much, Patty, Pam, and Teresa. It's so nice to be here, as well as joining the rest of the Chandler County author group. I'm really excited, and Patty, I think you are right on the mark with the length of our friendship and relationship. Start with relationship, but we've known each other for so long that we do feel as though we are even more than virtual friends. We certainly have some kind of undescribable linkage, and I say that because I think without that, we would have never been able to work together on such a fascinating concept as Chandler County. I'm just really excited about it. And as Teresa talked about, the images, the graphics, the teasers, it's so exciting. It's been so exciting for me to see how well all of the storylines mesh and interact with each other, even though we wrote them separately and individually. So this has really been a fascinating opportunity for me. I'm looking forward to the continuation of the series. My book, I had the honor, a little nervous honor, of being the first author to release her book. It's entitled Missing Pieces, a Chandler County novel. Basically, it's a story of love, trust, and honor. And as Patty read in my bio or introduced me in my bio, it's very true that I bring all of my interests to all of my writing. And it was really a challenge. I think when you read the book, you will see all of my topical areas integrated into the story of Missing Pieces. So I really feel that when I have that statement in my bio, it's a true reflection of my writing. I don't necessarily dwell on one component. I integrate them because that's who I am. That's who I am as a person. So it's really exciting to write about the Kentucky Derby, and there are facets of all of those components. My novel is the kickoff novel, as Patty just said, and in it I do focus on the Derby itself. A lot of activity, a lot of discussion. There is politics to the extent that we have a mayor and his wife who we're not quite certain about how closely they are aligned with the town of Chandlerville itself. So there's a lot of suspicion, speculation as to what's going on and how closely tied they are to some other activities in the story that develop as the story proceeds. I really don't want to share too much about it because I do want readers to read it. I want there to be some speculation, but if I do say so myself, I just love all of my characters. It's hard for me to choose which one I like the best. They all have something special and innate in their personalities. So I'm just excited about being a part of this initiative, and it's been a pleasure to work with all of my fellow authors. And I'm glad to be here tonight.
excellent. And should we go on then? How about Tracy?
Yes, absolutely. Who's next on the whose book released next? Yours,
Tracy,
right?
My book Tracy. Released second.
Okay, so let's have Teresa talk to you about your book and how Chandler County came about. Teresa,
Hi, PJ. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Missing the Point and what was your inspiration for writing?
Missing the Point focuses on Sam, who was in a previous book, and then I brought the characters over from that series, and Stevie, who is a detective in town. And both of them are in their in their early 40s and thought that, they were just going to proceed as usual. And things start happening. Stevie comes from a family of horse ranchers in the area, and some things start happening with the area ranches and horses, and she is on the case. And Sam is one of the owners of Bluegrass Security, and they end up finding out that they butt heads just a little bit more than they should, and then also maybe are on opposite sides of certain events that are happening. And, in the end, of course, love has to conquer all. So that's kind of how my story goes. And like Stephanie, I don't want to give away too much, but it's a great story, I think.
Well, from someone who has read it, I agree. It is a great story. And if you want to go ahead and take it to, whose was next release? I'm sorry.
I believe Tracy's book is next, isn't it?
Tracy, are you stirred up?
I'm next in line, yes.
Okay, well then let me introduce you, Tracy.
Okay, so PJ, it's back to PJ and Tracy.
So Tracy began writing poetry and short stories as soon as she was able to form words on paper. She used that as a way of creating worlds, as well as to communicate with God. A native of Los Angeles, California, she grew up attending United Methodist Church under the leadership of a pastor whose heart was for youth. Once she finished college, she found herself at a loss. She felt caught in the transition between childhood and adulthood and surrounded herself with saints and volunteered her services as a graphic artist. Through the early morning prayer, all-night Friday prayer, and three-day shut-ins, she started on her journey toward her most desired gift, an intimate relationship with God. Today, Mrs. Wooden Carlisle lives in San Diego with her husband, David Carlisle, and when she isn't writing, she teaches fitness classes and runs a jewelry and craft business. So it's my pleasure to welcome Tracy Wooden Carlisle.
Hello.
Hello. So tell us a little bit about your book. Good. Tell us about Missing Destiny.
Well, I was approached by Stephanie to join this wonderful group, and I have to say thank you, Stephanie. This has been a wonderful experience. Missing Destiny, I kind of took a little bit from my niece's life. She doesn't know it, but she will when she reads it. The main characters are Shauna and Zachariah, and we call him Zach. Shauna is a chemical engineer, and she's on the fast track to accomplishing all of her father's goals. Mm-hmm. She has a passion for horses and riding, but that's not something that her father believed was conducive to her having the life he wanted for her. So she went into chemical engineer. She's very, very good at it. And she loves her friends, her coworkers. But the job is okay. She has a stalker. which is what brings her to Chandler County and into the arms of Zachariah Mobley, who is a ranch hand slash counselor. He actually counsels for equine therapy at Murphy Equestrian Therapy Ranch, which is just north of Chandlerville. There's a lot of friction in the beginning, and they work it out throughout the story, as well as her trying to stay undercover, kind of keep hidden from the stalker. Gosh, and there's interaction with other characters. I love the characters that PJ and Stephanie have created, and it just makes for a layered story. Just the characters are well developed. So I do touch on the Derby. They are involved in the Derby, but most of it is around the ranch and dealing with family.
Fabulous. And so you said this was a little bit loosely based on your niece. Are you excited for her to read it?
I actually am. She'll probably look at me at a couple of places and go, "I don't do that," you know. "That's not me," you know. So I think it'll be fun. I'll have fun answering some questions when she's done.
Make sure you let us know what her reaction is when she's read it.
I will do so.
Okay. And shall we go on?
Absolutely.
Okay. Our next author is Valerie Clarizio. Val lives in Door County, Wisconsin, which is actually a little bit north of where I live, with her husband and two extremely spoiled cats. She loves to read, write, and spend time at her cabin in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. She's lived her life surrounded by men, three brothers, a husband, and a male Siamese cat who requires his own instruction manual. Poor Val. Keeping up with all the men in her life has turned her into an outdoors enthusiast, of which her favorite activity is hiking in national parks. While out on the trail, she has plenty of time to conjure up irresistible characters and unique storylines for her next romantic suspense or sweet contemporary romance novel. And Val's book is the next book to publish after Tracy's, and her book is called Missing the Crown Jewels. So, Val, it's my pleasure to welcome you to the show, and please tell us a little bit about your book.
Thank you, Patty. First, I want to say that Patty Fiala invited me into this group, and I was thrilled, and it just keeps getting better working with all these people and working in this group. And I love the covers that we have designed. All the graphics are super, and I love posting them on Facebook and wherever I can. So thank you for that.
Well, you're a welcome addition.
Missing the Crown Jewels is a story of love and loyalty and, of course, deception. Mostly my story leads up to the Kentucky Derby. There's very little about the Derby itself, but it revolves around my heroine who lives on a horse farm. Her dad owns a horse ranch, and they have a horse that is entered into the Kentucky Derby, and it's the fastest horse that the farm has ever seen, or that the ranch has ever seen, and they've had her horses in the Derby before. Unfortunately, someone doesn't want that horse to run. So the competition or somebody is out to get this horse or prevent it from being in the race. So the family starts receiving threats, and they hide the threats from Peyton, the heroine, for a while, thinking that she can't handle these threats, or they just want to shield her from that. And she eventually finds out and gets very angry that her family is always treating her like she's, you know, a young child and she's 30 years old. So anyhow, the threats start happening. Peyton gets wind of them now. And eventually what happens is the bad guys weren't really planning on running into Peyton's new love interest, whose name is Storm, who happens to be an ex-Army Ranger. And so the bad guys' plans don't go exactly the way they had planned, and I don't want to get into too many details, but it has a happy ever after. That's pretty much missing the crown jewels.
Okay. So what was your main inspiration? I mean, besides Chandler Coney, did you base your heroine and hero on someone that you know, or is this someone that just is completely made up?
Well, admittedly, I have to say that I have a retired colonel brother-in-law who does inspire me quite a bit. But I had Storm, the main character, is kind of like my brother-in-law, except for I had to soften Storm up a little bit. I couldn't let him be totally like my brother-in-law because I don't think the world is ready for that. The normal world, the military world, yes. The normal world, no. And I'm not going to tell him that, and I'm guessing he's not listening to this.
You may be surprised.
Shame on him. I have to say, Patty, shame on him, right? He could be listening and figuring out an awful lot about his the sister and sister-in-law. And by the by, as you're supposed to be quiet, behind the scenes tech, I love the fact that you have cats. So you're almost my favorite right now because I have five.
Oh my gosh!
Just thought I'd tell you that, Val.
I only have two.
You know our pets own us. Cats own us. Thank you so much for your contribution. Back to
you,
PJ.
Okay, real good. Let me go on to Tina. Tina is going to join us in November with a release. And Tina is a multi-published author with books in both fiction and nonfiction, including history, children's, and military books. Her favorite is writing romance stories where her characters live happily ever after. She lives in northwestern Wisconsin and is a member of Wisconsin Romance Writers of America. Her 20th book will be released in November with her Chandler County book, Missing My Heart. Tina also wrote spicier romances as Anita Kitasu. So, Tina, it's my pleasure to welcome you to the radio show. And you have a little hint that you can give us on Missing My Heart?
Well, it's still a work in progress. I'm kind of what they call a pantser, where I create my characters and then I have an idea of the plot, but the characters just kind of take over, and that happened to me yesterday where my hero showed up in a place I didn't expect him to, and it kind of changed things a little bit. And so I had to, you know, the mind starts going, okay, now how can I make this work? Because he was bound and determined to show up, and he did. And like you said, mine comes out in November, and it's around in November. It's the Chandler County anniversary, if I'm
birthday
correct.
Party.
Birthday party. And
yep.
So that's part of the story. And I love to put mystery in my books, so there is some mystery. My main character Ellie, had been living with her grandmother, and when her grandmother died, she was cleaning out all this stuff and starts finding notes and money, and the notes make it sound like her mother had had a little fling back in the day. And, my story is set in 1975.
Okay.
So it's not set in present day because it has to do with bootlegging also and Bourbonville, which the story is set in. And so the mystery is trying to figure out who had sent her grandma these notes, where is it? Money coming from, and this all kind of revolved around this metal horse I had that was my grandmother's, and I knocked it over, and this is true, I knocked it over, and this saddle fell off, and this sawdust fell out, and I had this idea, what if this was filled with notes? And that's kind of how I came up with this idea. So, that's where I'm at. I'm probably about halfway through, and Teresa's the one who invited me, and today we were working on pictures and stuff for my cover, so I'm really excited to see my cover, hopefully soon, because I love all the other covers that everybody has. So, so I'm still working on mine.
That's fabulous. Well, it sounds like it's going to be interesting. So, and welcome to the group. We're happy to have you. It's been, as you can tell, everyone writes in a little bit different fashion, which is really what's so cool about Chandler County, is there really is something for everyone. If you're, you know, into more spiritual, or you, you know, you like the more raw, gritty, we've got a little bit of everything, and all of that in between, which is fabulous.
PJ, so I'm going to take just a second. I'm going to take just a second right now, and I just want to remind everyone that this is a copyrighted podcast solely owned by the Authors on the Air Global Radio Network, LLC. We are interested in taking your calls for all these magnificent authors. The call-in number is 347-633-9609. One more time, write it down. That's 347-633-9609 for a chance to talk to Teresa Russ, PJ Fiala, Tina Sisitic, Tracy Carlisle, Stephanie Tools, Val Clarizio, my favorite so far, sorry to say that. Give us a call. In the meantime, I'm going to turn this back over to Teresa and PJ. Have at it, ladies.
Thank you. So let me just ask you, and please say your name before you answer. Let me just phrase this a little bit differently. Tell me what your main inspiration was for your story.
This is Tina. I guess I already mentioned about that horse falling.
Okay.
And I do include that in the story where she finds these love notes from somebody named Bert, and she has no idea, to somebody named Randy. She has no idea, and this, they're a male and a female, and she has no idea. So my inspiration came from this horse that I knocked over. So.
Okay, well, that's really cool.
I have a question. Have any of you ladies ever done a branded or connected series before?
This is Tracy. No, I have not. This is the first time that I've been with a group. And I have to say that you learn a great deal. And it's wonderful collaborating and coming up with new ideas.
Did you find it more difficult or less difficult than you thought you would, since you kind of have to keep the stories together, like on a, you know, they're all different, but they have the same, you know, kind of theme?
Yes, it was a bit difficult in the beginning. I'm a pantser all the way. I pretty much write like I read. So, you know, having to map out the outline, which was new and fun, but going back and forth, PJ formed a Bible that allowed us all to refer back to, and I can't even tell you how much that helped, because trying to remember a name for me is like trying to remember a 8-digit security code. So that part was a little bit of a challenge, making sure that the name in my book was the same name in the Bible. For different restaurants and things like that.
Let me just add to that. Tracy also created us maps. So we have a visual within our group also. We have two towns, Chandlerville and Bourbonville, and Tracy created us maps so that we can see where the businesses are and where people live and where some of the ranches are, and she did a beautiful job with them. So that has helped a lot, too, for me.
This is Tina. I'd have to agree with the map. I keep referring back to that map all the time, even though my story is set, you know, 25, 30 years ahead of time. There's some businesses that, you know, are in business at that time. So I keep going back to that map. Back to Teresa's question about have we been part of another branded? And I have a book coming out next month that is part of a branded series. And that's my first time being part of that. And, it's interesting coming up with you know, making sure that your characters, you know, kind of flow and the businesses and the areas. And it's been interesting. It's been very interesting.
In that respect, this is Stephanie. Both Tracy and Tina, I believe, just mentioned the issues and the excitement, the challenges of the interrelationships between books, characters, locations, events. So it's been really important to try to stay on top of that. And I think as a group, we've done very well with that. I just want to add, I'm going to have the opportunity to participate in another branded group. So for me, it'll be interesting to see differences in approach. I had not had the experience before this opportunity with Patty, and it's exciting to be a part of the development and sort of feel that I've got a little heads up since Patty and I, you know, spent a lot of time trying to create the basic characters in the town and the qualities and characteristics of the town and our key characters. So it will be a challenge. I don't know if it will be a challenge, but it will be interesting for me to see how I will be able to develop my and apply my writing style to a different kind of pre-established group. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm excited about it. And I think this is it's just a great way to write and share your skill set with other authors around a common goal. So I just really think this style of writing is very advantageous, just in terms of the development of our writing skills, and see how we write differently. But yet, as someone said, and it might have been Patty, that everyone may have a different, slightly different genre, but when we work together towards the diversity and setting in Chandler County, we were free to develop our plot, and our characters consistent with the way what we bring to the table. So that was really a very special perspective for me.
Wonderful. Val, how about you? Have you ever been part of a branded series besides this one?
No, nothing like this. And I was thinking about what Tracy had said earlier, and it was a little difficult in the beginning to try to get your groove, and I referred to the Bible a lot, and I love the map. So there were a couple things that I had gotten to a certain point, and I had to go back and change things to make sure that I was, you know, consistent and didn't write something out of the Bible in error. So that did take some getting used to, but I think once I got in the swing of it, it worked out good.
Good. This is Patty. I have been a part of a Kindle world before, which was kind of what prompted this whole series when I started talking to Stephanie about it. And it was a very positive experience. It was a good experience. But what I wanted when we created this was that we weren't beholden to only publishing our books on one vendor site. We wanted, you know, that we could publish them wherever we felt comfortable. And so that was one of the catalysts behind Chandler County, was not creating it to be a licensed world anywhere, but a branded series with multiple authors. So
Patty, may I ask you a question? And this is kind of to all of you. You have a very diverse group of women writers here who write in different styles of women's fiction, some with a little bit of mystery, all with some romance, everyone with a happily ever after. Did that happen organically? Because I love the mix of women in this group. So how did you choose who to invite into Chandler County, and including those who are yet to come? Because I know you're coming back later on in the year to introduce the latter group of writers. So it's fascinating to me, the different backgrounds of all of your writers. How did that happen for you?
Well, as Stephanie and I had mentioned, you know, we've just worked together well in so many other venues and groups on Facebook and social media over the years. And so we have a natural friendship. And when I started talking to her, well, I think, and I guess, correct me if I'm wrong, Stephanie, but I think she was asking me about the Kindle world that I was writing in. And I said, well, it's great, yeah, but, you know, I would rather do this or that. And so this part of it just started organically. We just started talking, like, we were chatting on Facebook one night, and I said, I would like to write a series in Kentucky. And she said, gosh, I was thinking the same thing. And so we just started creating this world. I mean, it just sort of flowed real fast. It was like, well, we can do this and we can do that. And even though the two of us write so differently, we are probably the most opposite writers of each other in the group. Mine are very steamy and hers aren't, but it just works. And I guess what I would have hoped was that there would be something for any reader, and we may not have all crossover readers. Some readers will not be interested in reading my books because of the theme level, but there might be some, and, you know, we shouldn't decide for our readers which books they want to read, but it just should be something. And I would like to see that anybody can come to Chandler County, because you know what, if you look around your own town and your own county, there's everything is diverse. You know, you've got all sorts in every single town, and that's the way the books should be too.
This is Stephanie again. I agree with what Patty just said. I think what made it easy for the two of us, despite our different writing styles, and most times I don't really think about that, and I don't think Patty does either. We know a lot about each other's books. I mean, I was amazed when we first started referring to the titles and even some of the topical areas as though, you know, we were talking with each other every day. So over the years, we have developed this relationship. And I think it's our ability, the synergy that we have in terms of our personalities, our writing interests, our writing goals in particular. We've talked a lot about our writing goals. And I think it's we have a synergy. And my hope is that we can bring that synergy to Chandler County. As Patty said, it's diverse. I think the town itself, the county, can have the synergy that we bring to it. I speak of it, and Patty speaks of it, as a live entity. So I think the people that we've invited share some of those common interests, the interests that Patty and I have.
I love what you're saying. I truly do. I think that that's important. But, you know, here is what I'm thinking, and it's not a negative at all. It's absolutely a positive. I don't know of any other branded series or connected series that has such a diverse group of authors who are spiritually, racially, or storyline different. And yet you all just kind of, it wasn't any big deal. It just happened. I think that's a lesson for the world, Stephanie, and PJ. I think it's an amazing lesson. And, you know, I honor you all and want to shout bravo from the top of the rooftop, because if only everyone got that lesson that you just preached, Stephanie, it would be a beautiful thing. So thank you for answering that question. I appreciate your honesty about it, too. Thank you. I'm going to turn it back over to Teresa because, and to Patty, because you have people to talk to, and I'm in your way.
I just want to go back to one thing. Thank you. Just one thing that you had asked earlier, Pam, and that was, you know, what was one of the criteria? And I think Stephanie will agree with me on this. One of the things that we said as we were inviting people, and mostly it was just, do you know anybody that you would like to invite here? And that's kind of where it started. But our biggest concern was that the people that we chose to invite in were good writers and that write great stories. And I think that we have that with this group and then with the next group as well. We just wanted to make sure that all the stories would be well-edited and well-written and received well. So,
well, speaking of the next group, can you give us a little bit of a tease on who is coming up in the next set of books? Because I know you're going to be here to talk to them. So maybe you should give us a heads up. I don't know. You want to?
Sure. Well, of course, Stephanie and Tracy will be with us, and Tina, who is on the phone here with us as well. And then, of course, myself. And then, Stephanie, I'm going to have to ask you to help me a little bit here.
Right. This is Stephanie. Sorry for interrupting, Patty. We have Shireen McFarlane, who is who lives in Alaska, and I just am always amazed when she chats or comments on Facebook, because she has such diversity in Alaska and lives such a very different lifestyle. And she will be bringing that to Chandler County in the fall. She's bringing Missing Alaska. So I can't wait for that particular book, just because I'm learning so much about Alaska. So Shireen will be with us. Aubrey Lane.
Yep, Aubrey. And Trish Edmiston. Oh, my goodness. I am so sorry, Trish.
Edmiston, yes, I saw that. And Stacy Joy Nutzall. Now, I want to just say that all of the authors have not agreed to participate in tonight's show because they were nervous about doing live radio. And I wish that PJ would have had a chance to talk to them and Stephanie and the rest of you, because it's really not so bad, is it? I mean, it's really not so bad. Right?
No.
I mean,
not bad at all.
Who's still nervous?
No, it's been pretty good.
Nobody. Yeah. I mean, it's tons of fun.
This is Tina. I'm sitting on my couch wrapped up in a blanket because it's raining and icky out in northern Wisconsin. So trying to keep warm.
Yeah. I'm in Southwest Florida. It's 92 degrees today.
Oh.
I just cranked my air conditioning up because I'm sweating in front of my virtual studio. Three of the cats are sleeping. Two of them are, I don't know where they are. So we could trade places easily anytime you want.
Well, I think
this is Val.
I think we're supposed to maybe get snow tonight. So,
oh wow,
I'm not happy about that.
April what 26th or something, and it's going to snow, and I have 92 degrees. Okay, there's no global warming, there's no climate change.
Right.
I want to ask you, after you've done your first round of books, you wonderful women authors, will you write another round?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be in November. We'll be writing our next book in the series. So mine are going to be connected to my first book, and I think that Stephanie's and Tracy's books are going to be connected as well. Am I right? Or?
We haven't heard very much from you. So tell me, was this a labor of love for you?
This is Val. Did you ask me?
Yes. You're sitting there so quiet. I know that you're hiding under the blanket going, please don't call on me, Pam. Please don't call on me. But I am.
Yes.
So
actually, I'm not hiding under the go ahead.
Okay. So was this a labor of love for you?
Every time I write a book, it's a labor of love.
You know, interesting you should say that. Let's yank on that thread a little bit. So this is what I hear from, you know, I've done over 1,000 author interviews, and here's the interesting thing. At the beginning of a book, every writer I know is so excited. They're like, oh, my God, have I got the story? And then about not even halfway through, they go, oh, my God, why am I a writer? And then they see the end, and they're going, yay, it's done. I don't have to write anymore. Is that you?
That is me. That is exactly me. And I remember saying, and I say this during almost all the books, I look at my husband and I'm like, why? Have you read this?
You know,
because sometimes he'll read my stuff and I'm like, why didn't you tell me it was that bad? And then I remember saying at one point, Patty's never going to invite me back because I am terrible.
Aww. And let's talk to Patty about that. So PJ Fiala, you have so many incredible reviews on all of your books. Here you created you and Stephanie created this gorgeous Chandler County, beautiful, beautiful southern romance in the heart of horse country and happily ever afters and the bluegrass, and it's evocative of Kentucky bluegrass music. By the way, does anybody have a playlist for their book? Patty?
I don't for this book.
Anybody else? Tina?
Not yet. I hadn't thought about it.
Tracy?
This is Tina.
Tracy?
Okay, I'm halfway through a playlist.
Good.
I started one
okay.
Because
Stephanie?
I was listening.
Mm-hmm. Mine is not official, but as in my bio, music is always an integral part of my book. I don't write a book unless I'm mentioning key songs, key singers, key entertainers. So this would give you a sense of style.
Okay.
I mentioned Pitbull out of Miami. I've got
thank you,
on top
thank
of
you.
Old Smokey.
Just saw him last New Year's Eve. It was tons of fun. Val, playlist for you?
No, I can't say I've done a playlist. I'm afraid that my playlist would probably turn everybody off, you know, classic country music or something.
Oh, no, that's not true. Don't say that. Listen, there are so many hot country guys out there. Please, just put the playlist in the picture and you're golden, okay?
Okay.
I want to go back to Teresa. Teresa, when you met all these fabulous authors and you introduced me, turned me on to Stephanie and to PJ Fiala, did you know that they were going to change their book so substantially to create this Chandler County? And I know you've had a chance to read a lot of the books. Was your world turned upside down when you started reading?
Oh, yeah, it absolutely was. In the beginning, I met PJ first, actually, and PJ introduced me to Stephanie. Thank you. And
you're welcome.
They may have been and probably were in the talking stages of creating Chandler County, but I didn't come in until a little bit later. But it has been amazing to me to be on the outside looking in to see how they have been able to pull it all together with
wow.
the Bible that they have, with the additions that keep getting made to it, and with the maps. And I will say, Tracy, you did an absolutely awesome job with those maps.
Because I'm
reading the stories that I have read so far, I sometimes refer back to the map, and then I can get a really good visual of where everything's actually located. So you really did a wonderful job with that.
I love that. You know, readers love maps because it helps them visualize even better. I don't know about you ladies, but I'm a reader, not a writer, and I always – my movie starts as soon as I open the first page. Just the blank page after I open the cover, my movie is in gear because of your cover art. And by the way, your all cover art is magnificent. So I'm so glad because Teresa is like what I am not. Teresa is everything that I'm not. She is so creative and so visually oriented and so... you know, smart when it comes to images and all. Well, you can ask her how many times I call on her. I want to just take just a few minutes before you all have to go. Teresa, you also, besides being the network administrator, you have a company that designs customized images for authors. You design the most unusual promotional items I've ever seen. Custom scented candles and hand lotion and body lotion and soaps. What is the name of your company, please?
The name of my company is Poised Pen Productions. And
where can we find you?
You can find me at poisedpenproductions.com. You can find me on Facebook, Poised Pen Productions, and you can find me on Twitter at Poised Pen Pro.
Fantastic. Now, the leader of this wonderful, wonderful, creative, talented, diverse, multidimensional group is, first of all, PJ Fiala. PJ, tell us where we can find you.
My home base is my website, pjfiala.com, and that's PJF as in Frank, IALA.com. I'm on Twitter at pfiala. I'm on Facebook, pjfiala1. And also my profile page is Patty Fiala. Instagram, I'm all over.
Patty PJ Fiala is one of the best authors to respond to reader comments. She doesn't leave it up to anybody else. She's always answered. Every time I've tagged her in something or raved about her or said, oh, my God, tell me more, she's right there. Thank you for that. Stephanie, tell us about you. Where can
you find you? Stephanie again. Stephanie, my website is stephanie-tullis.com, and
let's
my blog is there as well.
Because your first name is spelled a little bit different, more unusual than the traditional spelling. So would you spell it for everyone, please?
Yes, thank you. S-T as in Tom, E-P-H-A-N, the traditional spelling of Stephanie, but with a Y. And
there's
a story behind that, but I won't give it to you tonight. Hyphen Tullis, my last name is unusual as well, TULLIS.com.
Very good. Where are you on Facebook, baby?
Stephanie Tullis 2 on Facebook. And then Twitter, Stephanie Tullis.
PJ, you want to check in with the rest of your wonderful group and ask them where we can find them, and then I'm going to let you take us out for the end of the night.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for having us, Pam. And Tracy, tell us how we can find you.
Okay. My website is T-A-W Carlisle, spelled C-A-R-L-I-S-L-E.com. I can be found on Facebook at Tracy Wooden Carlisle. And that's wooden like a wooden bat, wooden bench, anything that you can carve. And also Twitter, it's Tracy W. Carlisle.
Fabulous. Well, thank you so much, and I'm really happy that you joined us in Chandler County and that you're going to be joining us again and that you joined us tonight on the show. I appreciate your time and taking the time to join us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Val, can you tell us how we can find you?
Sure. This is Val. My Facebook is Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, Clarizio, C-L-A-R-I-Z-I-O. My Twitter is vclarizio, and my website is valclarizio.wordpress.com.
Fabulous. And Val, thank you so much for being a part of Chandler County. And I know that you're going to be writing, not in November, but maybe next year on another book in Chandler County. So we're going to be excited to have you come back.
Thank you, Patty.
You're welcome. And Tina, tell us how we can find you.
My website is under construction, but my blog is Tina Susetic, and the last name is S as in Sam, U, S as in Sam, E, D as in dog, I, K as in King. So it's tinasusetic.wordpress.com. And my Twitter is at Tina Susetic. And my Facebook is Tina Susetic, author.
So I hope that all of you will find me and friend me on Facebook. It's the digit 4, Pam Stack. And also go like Authors on the Air because your podcast is going to be up there. And I'm also going to send you the link. Patty Fiala, I think you're magnificent. I think that you're one of the most brilliant writers I know. And you had a vision and you're making it happen. Congratulations, my friend. I can't wait for you to come back, and I know you will be back, won't you?
I absolutely will, and I just want to say that this didn't come without Stephanie Stephanie, my partner in crime here, she had an awful lot to do with this, and the two of us together, we make a great team.
I think you do,
yes,
too.
Yes, you do.
And I also want to thank Teresa Russ, who without her, the Authors on the Air Global Radio Network and my show in particular would fall apart completely. Teresa, thank you so much for your participation in tonight's show. Thank you for all you do for the network, and thank you for all you do to me. Ladies, I cannot wish you the more success. I hope that the books fly off the shelves and that you'll come back again soon. I hope you all do. Please?
Absolutely.
Thank you for having us.
I will.
Thank you for having us.
It is my absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
PJ Fiala.
Thank you, Pam.
Teresa Russ, thank you for being with me tonight. And thank you, Mom and Dad. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.